Ugh, Randy, you drive like my grandma. Can you step on it so Baby Sergeant doesn't miss his first Easter egg hunt?
Sandy, darling, I'm just trying to keep my family safe.
Honey, that's what seatbelts and airbags are for.
Oh, here we are. This is gonna be fun!
Welcome to National Day Riff. Politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate sketch comedy for your ears. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm Adam Carbone, the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
You do your best. Today we celebrate Easter. Now, the Bible makes no mention of a long-eared, short-tailed creature who delivers decorated eggs to well-behaved children on Easter Sunday.
Wow. Okay, Sean, first of all, I'm offended because I'm a big Easter nut. I'm an Easter freak, and I love the Easter Bunny, and the Easter Bunny's very real, and it's part of my religion, so...
Nevertheless, the Easter Bunny has become an important part of the beloved spring holiday. The mythical giant white rabbit dates back to the 1700s when German immigrants settled in Pennsylvania and imported their tradition of an egg-laying hare called Osterhaus.
Guten Morgen, Kinder. I'm Gertrude Schneider. Each Easter, Osterhase lays colorful eggs and brings them to good boys and kleine Mädchen. Traditionally... Yes, Wilhelm, you had a question.
The rabbits, they're just mammals. They don't lay eggs. They hump each other a lot.
Oh, God, Wilhelm. No, Osterhase is a special hase.
Well, as my Uncle Ludwig always said, they fuck...
Wilhelm!
Like rabbits, you know?
And if you don't shut the hell up, you won't get any Easter candy, you little fuck.
Farlin Schneider, please, tell us more about the amazing Oyster House.
No, wo war's I?
Of course, in modern times, Easter, like most holidays here in the U.S., is commercially exploited. Among other things, it's the second best candy-selling holiday after Halloween.
Oh, yeah, except in 2020.
Ain't that the truth?
Welcome to the 100th annual Downtown Easter Egg Hunt and Candy Extravaganza! Sponsored by the American Dental Association and Center for Disease Control!
Doesn't Baby Sergeant look cute in his bunny onesie? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So good, 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 good.
Folks, please practice social distancing. Try not to cough or sneeze on each other. And remember, the lucky family that finds the purple polka dot egg will win a lifetime supply of two-ply, arse-polished toilet paper!
Out of my way, you bitch!
Sandy, that was your grandmother!
Sorry, Grandma! Come on, Sergeant, we're taking no prisoners!
Hi, it's host Sean here. Are you enjoying National Day Riff? Oh, that's nice. That makes all of us extra happy. But we need your help. No, we're not asking to borrow your car for a cup of sugar. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please give us a 5-star rating. And if you really love us as much as we know you do, you'll also say a few kind words in a review. Go ahead and do that now. I'll wait. In fact, I'm not going to play the rest of the episode until you do. But, oh, yeah. Some of you don't listen on an Apple device. All right, yeah, my bad. Please, tell everyone you know to subscribe and share on social media. It really does make a big difference. We're available wherever you get your podcast fix, or stop by nationaldayriff.com. You can subscribe to our Daily Musings blog. I mean, it's almost as funny as our episodes. No matter what, thank you for being a National Day Riffian. It means a lot. It really does.
Drop the polka dot egg and walk away, lady.
What are you gonna do?
I got a gun. and I'm not afraid to use it.
You have a gun?
Work with me.
Yeah, she's got a gun, and she's not afraid to use it?
I don't believe you.
No, no, really. Hold the baby.
Shit is getting real.
This is your last chance, lady. Hand over the polka dot egg and walk away. We're getting that lifetime supply of 2-ply arse polished toilet paper one way or another.
Yeah, let's see this alleged gun, huh? Let's see it.
You want me to brandish my weapon? I will.
You know, you're kind of sexy when you're threatening someone's life.
I know, right? Mm. I didn't want it to come to this, but you're leaving me no choice.
Sure thing.
I'm going to count to three.
Bring it on, bitch.
Okay, you asked for it.
That's a water pistol?
That's a water pistol.
Yeah, but guess what? It's filled with dirty water.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Go after her!
Oh, yeah, okay, You come back here, lady!
Yeah, well, go fuck yourself! I found the polka dot egg, and I got it fat and square, and I'm getting the goddamn life supply of 2-ply arse polished toilet paper, whether or not you have a dirty water pistol, you son of a bitch!
Just so you know, I haven't used hand sanitizer for at least an hour! I'm considered a lethal weapon!
I haven't showered or wiped my ass in 2 weeks. Wait.
You win.
What happened?
Come on, fam. We're going hoarding at Costco. Yeah!
Out of my way, you bitch!
That was your grandmother.
Sorry, Grandma.
We hope you enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm still your host, Sean Michael Byer. Until next time.
Okay, all right, too soon now. Hey, only I can joke about that. Stop it. Too soon. Down, doggy.